First play from scrimmage in the quarter. Noah Jones deep. Has Riker Larson. It overshoots him.
Had him right.
Third down, Carbon tries to test the waters deep. Larson was all by himself.
All he had to do, the throw just a little bit overthrown. But if Riker comes up with that, when he strides into the end zone, so they catch Emory's defense off guard to start the fourth quarter. Beautiful, brilliant play call by the coaching staff for the Dinos.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Be aggressive. That's what I said at halftime. Carbon has to stay aggressive, and that's one of those aggressive plays.
It sets up fourth and four, and the Dinos are going to go for it. They are on the Emory 44, moving left to right. Big play. Jones hands it to Lewis. Lewis pitches it back to Jones before he was tackled. Jones to the left side, goes nowhere. It didn't work, but a heads-up play by Colin Lewis. He knew he was going down.
So flick
it
back.
He pitched it to his quarterback. I love the play call.
And then Noah
didn't work out.
Yeah, Noah tries to get to the outside, Jordan, like you said. It just didn't work out, but smart heads-up play by the Dinos and kind of a momentum shift there because Carbon has the touchdown. Emory catches a break. They come out, and they stop the Dinos on fourth down, so they take over.
11:44 to play in the game. Carbon 16, Emory 9. Emory football on their own 45-yard line after the turnover on downs. And now we have a stoppage from the official. We have a timeout taken by Carbon. Both teams will have two remaining the rest of the way. 11:44 to play in the game. Now, Travis, Emory had an opportunity to score a touchdown in the same end zone. Brandon dropped the pass.
He did.
Jones had Riker Larson wide open, overshoots him. Both teams have had opportunities to either A, tie this game, or B, put it away.
And Carbon comes out of the timeout. They call a streak, and it's just Riker right up the middle. Emory's defense and their corners move in. Riker's wide open, and Noah missed him by what, a football length?
And it was close. It was close.
So we've seen two plays in this far end zone towards the scoreboard where both teams had opportunities to put touchdowns on the board, and unfortunately for both, they cannot.
Friday Night Lights at its best from Carbon High School. Jordan Buscarini alongside Travis Anderson. First and 10 for the Emory Spartans out of the timeout. 11:44 to play in the game. Emory with the ball on their own 44, moving right to left on the radio dial. Kyson Stilson is in the shotgun set. Three wideouts, two to the left, one to the right. Hand off to Rance Jensen. Rance has found momentum. Gets it past the 45 to the 47-yard line, close to the 48. So a big pickup by Rance Jensen on first down. Move the ball marker on first down. That's the key for both of these offensive sets. I don't know that they have the big play capability, but they definitely can nickel and dime defenses downfield. There's similarities.
Yeah, I think this is where Emory can wear down Carbon and use a lot of time and go down and try to score and limit maybe Carbon to one more possession.
Stilson, shotgun set. He's got trips to the left. Hands it back off to Rance. Right now it's a battle between Colin Lewis and Rance Jensen. Jensen takes it to Carbon's side of the field to the 49. It'll be third and four now for the Spartans.
And this is key, again, like you talked about. It's better to be third and three if you're Emory. Third and four brings their offense, changes it up just a little bit. With that carry now, Rance Jensen, 19 carries, 62 yards. Again, 3.26 yards per carry.
10:45 to play in the game. Carbon 16, Emory 9. Emory with the ball right now at midfield. Stilson calls for Gibson in motion. It's third down and four. It's a clean snap. Stilson to throw. Goes to the outside. Incomplete. Tried to find Quentin Sorensen at the sticks. Overshot him just a tad. And now it's fourth and four. And I would expect the Emory offense to stay on the field. I really would.
Yeah, had Sorensen wide open. Sorensen had to extend his arm. Turned his arms instead of bringing the ball into his chest. Turned those hands kind of sideways. It bounces off his fingertips. Brings up fourth and four at the 49. Stilton now 12 of 21. 114 yards and the one touchdown.
Opportunities have been there for both teams to win what has been a highly entertaining, highly competitive football game with a lot of tension. Fourth and four for Emory.
We did. Yeah.
Big third down play. Gibson is the motion man. Two wideouts to the left, two to the right. Stilson has all day to throw. Now he's flushed out to the right side. Going to try to pick it up with his feet. Doesn't make it. He's close. He tried to reach. Let's see where they spot it. He had to get to the 45. Are they going to give him the spot? This is what it boils down to. I don't think he got it. I think Stilson's going to be about a
chain link. No. I think he's a chain link short,
Jordan. He didn't
get
it. Had to get to the 45. He is at the 46 and a half.
Yeah, I could tell when the line judge from closest to us ran up. he marked that short, but that thing is just sitting. It's about a chain link short for the Spartans. Turnover on downs.
Emery, the sideline, does not like the spot. It's tough for me to see. I don't know if Stilson managed to extend the ball or not, but the Carbon defense rises to the occasion and forces a turnover on downs.
And Emery's not going to get the chains to come out for a measurement either.
It doesn't matter. It's well short.
Yeah, well short from this. You can see it's well short. It's a chain link short, so they're short.
First and 10 for the Dinos. They have the ball on their own 46-yard line.
Emery's complaint is that they felt like they didn't get a good spot.
Hand off to Jalen Dennis, the speedster, around the end. On to Emery's side of the field. Gets it to the 45. Gain of 9. Clock ticks away. Dennis has been somewhat quiet offensively since having a big downfield catch outside the numbers in the first quarter. But that time, he sets up the Carbon offense with a gain of 8 officially.
It's a second carry, and they use him kind of like they use Gibson on that jet sweep for Jalen. Picks up positive yards. 9:50 left. Carbon in front, 69. No points in the second half.
Second down and 2. Jones has Dennis in motion. He hands it off to Colin Lewis, and Lewis is met by several Emery defenders. They stop him behind the line of scrimmage. That is a rarity. It hasn't happened often tonight, but it was Ashton Rowley initially on the hit.
Brayden Howard as well. James Bowman in there.
Dayton Bailing was there.
Dayton Bailing.
Third down and 3 off a loss of 1. Ball is at the Emery 47-yard line. Carbon moving left to right on your radio dial. Ball right now with an ear hash mark. This is a crucial play. I believe it's 2-down territory once again for Emery.
Yeah, Emery got to stack the box and
for Carbon,
watch for the run, yeah.
Emery stacking the box. Diesel set for the Dinos. A pitch to Riker Larson. He's close. Had a hole momentarily. Emery closes that gap quick. Larson picks up a yard. It's 4th down and 2.
Rance Jensen, Trayton Jackson both in on the tackle to sniff that out.
And Carbon will go for it. Why not? The Emery offense has had success moving the ball between the 20s. Red zone has been a little bit of a struggle.
I think Carbon's going to get something to the outside edge instead of trying to go up the middle. Look for maybe a little fly jet sweep, but something to the outside towards the sidelines.
Huge play. 4th down and 2 for the Dinos. Ball at the Emery 46. Direct snap to Colin Lewis, tries to get to the outside. Second effort, gets the first down. Spins off 2 tacklers at the line of scrimmage. Gets the ball up to the 41, and that'll move the sticks with 8:14 to play in the game and Carbon up by 7.
Again, with a kid like Colin Lewis, you got to hit him low. You can't hit him high. He just has the strength. He's going to bounce off you, and for Emery, they try to hit him high and bounce him back. Doesn't work. He falls forward for a huge, crucial first down.
Emery has 2 timeouts remaining, 8 minutes even to play in the game. Ball at the Emery 41, Carbon in business once again. I would expect Colin Lewis to get the ball on 3 straight plays. Jones calls for a motion man. It's Jalen Dennis, hands it off to Colin Lewis. Lewis able to pull the pile forward, shy of the 35 to the 36-yard line. Big pickup of 4 yards.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Just get those positive yards, because now you're just trying to limit Emery with less time and possession. So Colin Lewis now 14 carries, 68 yards, and a 4.71 yards per carry. His longest run, 13 yards. He has 1 touchdown.
They give him 5 on the carry. Ball's at the 36. That was a generous spot. Diesel set again here for the Dinos. They pack it in tight for those listening. Hand off up the middle. It's rugby style. Pushing the pile forward. The Dinos have another first down. Ball is at the 31-yard line with 7:07 to play in the game. The clock will stop until the chains are set.
Colin Lewis again, the workhorse. The guy that Emery is going to have to stop if they want the ball back and a chance to tie this thing up. They can't do it on back-to-back possessions. Colin Lewis now 72 yards of rushing yards. Add in the 2 catches for 31, over 100 yards total of offense. 103 total yards.
First and 10 for Carbon. It is the veer option for Noah Jones. Lewis is the deep back. He hands it off to Big Lou once again inside the 30 up to the 28-yard line. And again, positive yardage. Clock is continuing to tick. And now Carbon is inching closer to Connor Fawcett field goal range.
They are right on the verge. Probably need about 5 more yards of offense But good job by Dayton Bailing once again to slow up the Carbon offense.
Clock continues to tick. 6:19 to play in the fourth. Boy, I could watch these two teams play
all
night. It's
fun. Carbon up to 202 total yards of offense, Jordan.
Jones is in the pistol. Fakes the handoff to Lewis. He's going to throw. Goes deep downfield to LeCheminot. Incomplete. Little contact between Eckler and LeCheminot. No flag. LeCheminot tried to take it to the inside. You think he held him?
It looked like that number 84, Jordan Ecker, got a little piece of Chance's jersey to slow him up on that one. So they take a shot in the end zone. I'm okay with that play call. Be aggressive. Take a shot towards the end zone. That comes up incomplete. It's 3rd and 8 at the 28-yard line.
I understand that you look at the clock and it stops the clock, but the run game
was working.
It's working, but it's setting up the pass.
It is.
The two work hand in hand. I don't mind the play call at all. 3rd down and 8 for the Dinos. 6:03 to play.
No, and Jones now, Noah Jones, 7 of 14, 104 yards.
He's going to throw again over the center of the field. Incomplete. That stops the clock. And I'll tell you, Larson was a little short of the – he was a little short in the center of the field. Emery had a lurking safety, and now it's 4th and 8 for Carbon.
Very lucky that wasn't picked off by Quentin Sorensen, number 14 of the Emory Spartans, who sat right in the middle of the field, read it perfectly. Noah Jones hops that one. And for Carbon, back-to-back pass plays after they had the run game established and they were using clock. Now they help out Emory by stopping the clock with 6 even left.
16-9, Carbon by 7, 4th and 8 for the Dinos from the 28 when we return on KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM, and KRPX, 95.3 The Peak.
Want a great lunch but don't have a lot of time? Winger Sticky Finger Lunch is your answer. Plump slices of juicy ham-breaded chicken breast bathed in the signature sauce of your choice. Change it up every time you go. If you're feeling extra spicy, choose the Atomic Buffalo Sauce. Or maybe your sweet tooth is in charge. Go with the Island Teriyaki Sauce. And of course, you can never go wrong with Winger's original amazing sauce. And every meal is served with endless fries and a Coke. So many mouth-watering choices, and all on your lunch break. Winger's, just off the hospital exit in Price.
The Spartans play here.
Jesse Barnett, number 55. Dayton Bailing, number 58.
Zion Gibson, number 9.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM, KOAL.
The Dinos will go for it on 4th and 8. Trips to the right, a four-man front for the Spartans. 6 minutes even to play. Carbon has the ball in the Emory 29. This is a huge play.
Quick out, and I think you try to let your defenders get down and make a little block.
Jones looking, sets up the screen pass, incomplete. It was there. Jones overshot Colin Lewis. It was there.
Middle of the field. All there was blue jerseys, all the white jerseys to the outside. So the blue jerseys in the middle of the field, that screen was set up. I think we have a penalty flag.
We do have a flag.
But offensively, if that completes, Carbon's into the end zone.
And an unsportsmanlike conduct against Carbon. So Emory will now get the ball at the 44-yard line. And things have changed. Momentum has changed drastically in this game.
Yeah, the sideline, we're on the Carbon sideline a little bit quiet. The Emory sidelines,
they have hope.
Yeah, they got hope now, and that penalty is going to add some more hope to the situation with 5:56 left, and they trail 16-9.
Emory still has 2 timeouts in this game. The offense, again, has been effective, but they haven't been able to score. And right now, you know, looking at the percentage, Emory may get one more chance in regulation, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, and this is it. This is where you go down the field and put up points, but the body language on the Carbon sideline right now, a little bit down.
A little dejected.
Yeah, a little dejected after that because they knew they had the play. And they had a chance to, you know, melt this clock down and get the W.
Stilson goes to the shotgun. He's got trips to the right. He's going to throw. Little screen pass to Jensen. He's got daylight. 45-50. 45-40. Jensen down, tiptoeing the sideline to the Carbon 25. Rance Jensen has Emory in business inside the Carbon 30. That play worked to perfection with 5:46 to play in regulation.
Brayton Howard laid a block down the field, and Rance Jensen with a screenplay. No one on that side of the field, down the sideline, closer to the Carbon bench. Huge yards for Emory, 5:44 left, all the way down to the 29.
29 is where they officially spot it. Rance was trying to tiptoe the sidelines and apparently stepped out. Emery would need a touchdown and an extra point to tie this football game. Stilson is back in the shotgun. Jensen to the right, trips to the right, hands it off to Rance. Rance goes up the middle, positive yardage, just shy of the 25 to the 26-yard line. Takedown for the Dinos, McCade Bradley from behind.
Yeah, Chance Lashemina in there as well, but McCade Bradley with the initial stop. So, up to 26 with second and six here with 5:10 left. Emery's got to go quickly.
5:07 in counting.
Rance Jensen, 20 for 66 on the ground, 3 for 22 receiving.
Second and six for Emery. Trips to the right, Jensen to the right, Bowman to the left. Safety help is with Bowman. Stilson across the center of the field, incomplete. Tried to find Seth Justice. Justice tried to go down to the ground. Would have caught the ball just shy of the 20. Instead, it hits the turf, and now it's third down and six for Emery with 4:51 to play in the game. And the ball is at the 26-yard line. You're calling a tip of the line of scrimmage.
I think Anthony Madrill, number 77, big 77, got his paw up there and tipped that ball. That's why it kind of skidded out of the range for Emery to come up with that catch.
Big time play. Emery's got two chances to move the ball 6 yards. Let's see if Coach Famalo goes to the pass on both or if he tries to just set up a manageable
a little screen
down.
Play again, right? To Rance.
Let's see. Stilson calls for Gibson, the motion man. Pitches it to Gibson. Short side of the field. Gibson will pick up maybe minimal yardage. Tough to
it
see
looked
where
like
they
more.
Spot it.
He picked up more, but where the officials looked like he was stopped well short of the first down.
He's inside the 25 to the 24. He's got to get to the 20, so a gain of two. It's fourth down and four.
It's the biggest
427
play
to play in the game. This is huge.
If Emery doesn't get it here, I don't know if they get the football back.
Well, they have two timeouts.
And then all it's going to take for Carbon is, what, two first downs, basically.
And the game's over.
And the game's over.
4:12. Stilson is in the shotgun set.
I go to my workhorse, Rance, and let him go to work.
Three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Stilson's going to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. Chase from behind. Fires on the run. Incomplete. No flag. Turnover on downs. And the Dinos are now just two first downs away from securing a victory over the Emory Spartans.
3:59 left, two timeouts, like you said, for Emory. They trail 16-9. They drive the football, put themselves in position, Jordan, where they can make something happen offensively. But Carbon's defense comes up big once again, shutting out Emory as Emory shut them out.
Carbon has the ball at their own 24-yard line. 3:59 to play in the game. They lead 16-9.
It's going to come down to if Emory can stop the Carbon offense and force a three and out and get the ball back quickly. But it's going to be the Colin Lewis show, I would assume. You don't want to force anything downfield and take your chance. Run the football.
Well, you definitely want to force Emory to use their timeouts.
Yeah, burn them.
The very minimum.
Hold on to the football if you're the Dinos. Protect it.
Jones is at the 20. Out of the shotgun set, hands it off to Colin Lewis. No surprise, Lewis with a big gain past the 30, up to the 34-yard line. He picked up 9 yards on first down. I don't see any reason to not give Colin Lewis the ball the rest of the game.
No, and going back, they were aggressive on the last possession with the two pass plays to stop the clock, gave it back to Emery. But there is no point to throw the football at any result now in this final 3:37.
If you're Emery, you wait. Probably another set of downs to use a timeout.
Agreed.
And Noah Jones is going to take his time. He's going to run that play clock all the way down. 3:25 to play in the contest.
Pressure to the outside. Emery's got to get to the quarterback.
He goes back to Colin Lewis. Lewis able to move the pile. I think he has it up for the first down. He does. Gets it past the 35 to the 36-yard line. And the Dinos are essentially one first down away from winning this game. Barring anything crazy from happening, the Dinos need a first down and Emory to burn their timeouts. And if it is a negative pickup, I would expect Coach Famalo to go to the timeouts immediately.
Like you said, two timeouts left, so negative yards here is key, and then you use it quickly. So, again, I've been saying it. Emory's got to get pressure to the outside, force Noah out of the pocket, flush him, make him throw on the run where maybe he makes an errant pass, but if you're Carbon, you're just going to run the football.
Jones back to Lewis. Lewis finds a gap, gets to the 40. Emery did have their chance, but Colin Lewis picks up 5 yards to make it second and five.
Very patient by Colin Lewis. Waited for the hole to open up. Stopped vision right up that little B-hole and picks up five.
Coach Famalo electing not to use the timeout. I would agree with it at this point.
I do too.
If it's third and five, if you can make a stop here, you have to go to the timeout.
Yes.
Jones back of the pistol. Veer once again. He's got his man, Colin Lewis, to the left.
And Emery's clogged the middle, so we'll see if... Oh, he jumped.
And a false or an offsides encroachment penalty against Emery, and that'll move the sticks. First and 10, Carbon with 2:20 to play in the game. And now Emery's going to have to use the timeout.
Number 50 after this. For the Spartans, Brayton Howard. Just got a little anxious at the hard count by Noah Jones. Draws Emery offsides. Fresh set of downs for Carbon with 2:20 left. Nursing that 16-9 lead.
They did not get the first down. It's second and one. Ooh. Should be second. The ball marker says third. That's not the
case.
Second. It's second.
Second down and inches. Carbon on your feet. Second down and inches.
Second and an extremely short one. Clock continues to move. Jones milking the clock.
Almost jumped again.
Takes the snap himself, and he will not get the first down. So it'll be third and inches.
He might have lost yards.
Might have lost a yard.
Timeout, Emery.
Emery's going to take the timeout. I wondered if Coach Famalo was going to wait. He didn't call the timeout.
Look, I think he signaled it, that far official. I saw Famalo signal it right on that loss play.
Well, you're going to have to put more time on the clock.
Yeah.
Let's keep it here. A minute 57 to play in the game. Carbon can smell a victory. With Coach Famalo going to a timeout here, the Dinos are essentially 2 yards away from a victory. This Carbon, could ice the deal if they get a first
with
down.
With one timeout, there's just not enough time left for Emery to get the football back. So Carbon is an inch away from getting the win.
And it was a fairly generous spot.
Yeah, it was.
Off of the quarterback keeper.
So 19 carries, 89 yards, Jordan, for Colin Lewis, 4.68 yards, and this is where you go to him.
And if I'm Coach Josh Huntsman, you know you're a yard away. It's going to be fourth and one. I bring my team in. I say it's us against them in the trenches. Colin is going to touch the ball in the next two carries, and we will pick up a yard.
Yeah, we're more physical than them, and that's what he's probably telling them. We're more physical. We're stronger up front. Open up the hole because we are a yard away from getting our first region win in, what, 18 years?
It's 2000 against Granite. That was the last time it happened. Diesel set. Third and one for the Dinos. Jones is under center, quarterback keeper. He's got the first down. That'll do it.
That's a wrap.
Quarterback keeper once again. And that will easily move the sticks. And with 2 minutes to play in the game, the Dinos can smell victory.
Emery couldn't get the stop. Carbon runs the diesel. Quarterback sneak. Noah up the middle. First down. And 2 minutes of time rolling now at the 35-yard line.
Emery can stop the clock one more time.
And there's no point for Carbon to do anything but run the football.
I don't even know if you have to do that.
You don't. You can take a knee. They can't stop the clock anymore.
Just do not turn the football over if you're the Dinos. If you're Emery, you got to scrap and strip all you can for that ball. Colin Lewis up the middle gets it to the 50, and Emery will stop the clock once again. A minute 35 to play in the game, but it's second down. And there is an injured Spartan down on the turf. Following last week's game with Emery beating Judge Memorial, a win here would mean Carbon and Emery are tied at 1-1.
And Carbon has the tiebreaker.
And Carbon would have the head-to-head tiebreaker.
And Carbon still plays Judge here.
Now,
which, yeah.
You haven't clinched a home playoff spot yet if you're Carbon, because if you don't beat Judge, we would essentially have a three-way tie. So it does get interesting moving forward, but first things first, you got to take care of business for the final minute and a half in this contest.
That Carbon has a chance to set themselves up nicely if they can pull this one out. They get Judge coming in here. They're a better football team than Judge. So first things first, though, Jordan, take care of business against Emery. Don't fumble the football, no turnovers, and you're going to come out with a win.
A minute 35 left of the game. Timeout was taken by Emery. We still have an injured Spartan down on the turf. Boy, what a very entertaining game. It's a contest where you hate to see someone come out on the losing end because both teams have really put it all together.
The second half has been great. Defense in the second half by both teams throwing a shutout. Carbon, Emery throwing a shutout, 16-9. That extra point that Emery missed looms at 16-9. Emery had a chance down here in the end zone closest to us towards the scoreboard side of things. And he dropped it in the end zone.
Injured Spartan is up. I believe it was Dayton Bailing. It was. He'll walk to the sideline. Second down and 7 for the Dinos.
You just go back throughout this game and look at the little miscues by both teams and how Carbon took advantage of the block punt and the two fumbles by the Emory Spartans.
Back into the shotgun set. It is Noah Jones. He's got Colin Lewis to the left. A first down for Carbon would absolutely end this game. Right now, it's already borderline. Time is ticking with a minute 32.
Emory offsides.
With an offsides, and that may just about do it.
Emory was coming with the blitz, sending the whole house. They jumped the gun, offsides. That's going to end the game, Jordan.
Well, it's a 5-yard penalty, not quite enough for the first down. But now, 2nd and 6 is 2nd and 1. And that is the second encroachment penalty against Emory late in this game.
We talked about it, you and I, in the open, in the pregame, and at halftime. Special teams and mistakes with the penalties, and Carbon has took advantage, and they're on the cup of getting that win.
Jones is back in the shotgun again. We have a minute 20 and counting remaining in the game. Hand off to Lewis. Lewis is brought down. No, he's not. Was stopped in the backfield momentarily. He was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Did not get the first down. And a late flag. There's extracurricular activity. And if this is what I think it is, it would be a personal foul against Emory, and the game would be over.
Composure. They lost their composure on that one. And I think you're exactly right. I think that is going to be unsportsmanlike on the Emory Spartans.
Personal foul against Emory. That's a first down for Carbon, and the ball game is over. The Dinos are going to beat the Emory Spartans for the first time since 2001.
Carbon came out and played a great game. They had a great game plan defensively. They were good offensively, stuck to what they do best, running the football, and Emory couldn't come up with the miscues that they had. They just couldn't recover from it.
Carbon can take two knees and get out of here with a win.
Block punt, the two turnovers, Emory scoop and score. It was just one of those nights for the Spartans, and everything broke the Carbon Dinos way.
And the Dinos found a way to secure this victory. And like I said, the two teams will now be even at 1-1 in region play. Carbon, or Emory rather, will take a timeout. That's their last time out of the ballgame. So again, if you're Carbon, you just take two knees and you get out of here with a win.
Yeah, two knees and you come out, like you said, 2000 was the last region win. It breaks, what, a 31-game losing streak for the Dinos. So Carbon had a great game plan, and I love what Coach Huntsman did, implemented it all week long. They came out, executed it, and took advantage of what Emory did with their miscues with the turnovers and the blocked punts. So
both teams had their chances in the second half.
And we knew it was going to be low scoring.
We knew.
It was going to be a defensive battle. And Carbon came out and just played just a little bit better. But it was a fun game. And so glad to be here with you and calling it.
It's been a blast, that is for sure. I'm curious to see what the student body for Carbon does. They've been waiting for this for a long time.
They have been. And you just got to feel for whoever comes out and doesn't win the game. You got to feel for the Emory Spartans who played their hearts out tonight.
They absolutely did. Quarterback's favorite play, Noah Jones has to kneel it twice. And the Dinos will get out of here with a victory tonight. At a game that we knew was going to be back and forth. Jones takes the snap, hands it off up the gut. Minimal pickup. And the clock will continue to move.
59 seconds now, Jordan, and this is a long time coming for the blue and white of the Carbon Dinos. Stuck to their game plan and executed perfectly. And you couldn't ask for anything better out of your quarterback, Noah Jones, who didn't start the game but finishes 7 of 16, 104 yards. Colin Lewis, 22 carries, 94 yards on the ground.
And the crowd is on their feet.
Now you got to feel happy. You feel good for them, too. They've been waiting a long time, like you said, so happy for the student body here at Carbon High.
That is Carbon's first region win since 2000.
And the kids, too. You got to feel for those kids because they worked their butt off all week long, And they get to celebrate a win.
Flag comes out with 14 seconds remaining in the game. And I believe it'll be encroachment against the Emory Spartans.
A hard count. Noah Jones drawn him off a couple times tonight, so we'll see.
Delay a game against Carbon.
Doesn't hurt you. Carbon, one knee away now, Jordan.
That is it. And the streak ends. And the coal bucket will come to Carbon High for the third time in its existence. The student body is, they are going to storm the field.
They were told not to, but they are not. They're not. They don't care. This is their moment with those players. There it is.
Jones takes the snap, and that will do it. The Dinos.
This is where you got to be careful with the chippiness.
Have defeated the Emory Spartans. Final score tonight.
And there they go.
16-9, and the student body has stormed the field. Boy, it's a happy moment for the Carbon High School student body. A happy moment for the players and the coaching staff. The first region win for Carbon since 2000.
We had an Emory Spartan throw down a player on the far sideline. We got a brawl over there.
And this is exactly what you do not want to see. There is a fight on the far sidelines.
They tore down that banner that Emory had. The Carbon players ran over there, tore down that banner, and we got a lot of activity on it. And you don't want to see that.
No,
this is a great game, and this has just turned ugly.
This is not good. There's a fight going on between both teams right now on the far sidelines. We're going to take a commercial break. Final score tonight, 16-9. Carbon defeats Emory. We're back in 60 seconds. Actually, we'll be back on the postgame show in about 3 minutes when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KRPX 95.3 The Peak.
Castle Valley Orthodontics is now Hillstead Orthodontics. This new name reflects Dr. Hillstead's commitment to his patients and this community. Other than some visible changes, there is no change in ownership or their wonderful staff. In addition, Hillstead Orthodontics will now be opening up additional clinical days each week to better accommodate their growing practice and their patients' busy schedules. After more than 30 years here in Price, Hillstead Orthodontics is looking forward to continuing to grow and serve this wonderful community. For an appointment, please call 637-2222.
The sports season is here, and if you're looking for a winning team when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance and repair, look for the team with the best credentials. Take your vehicle to J&D Automotive. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. They'll quickly get the problem diagnosed and get you the right parts for the job. So, if your car isn't playing up to your expectations, call a timeout and let J&D Automotive pick the perfect play to get you back driving down the road. Get your car to J&D Automotive today on Main Street in Castledale.
Mom guilt. We all feel it. Our after-school hours are packed with games, practices, lessons, homework, between work, grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning the house. How do you do it all and still get a delicious meal on the table every night? Moms, it's time to let it go. KFC has dinner covered. Pick up an 8-piece meal deal tonight. KFC's Extra Crispy $20 fill-up has 8 pieces of crunchy extra crispy chicken, a large coleslaw, 4 biscuits, and 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy. Enough for the whole family. Feed the family and make it to all your events, too, with KFC, it's always a win-win.
Flu season is just around the corner, and Gagin Family Medicine is here to answer your questions about the flu vaccine.
Do I need a flu vaccine every year?
Yes, the virus is different each year.
Can the flu shot give you the flu?
Absolutely not.
When should I get vaccinated?
Before the end of October.
Who should get vaccinated?
Everyone 6 months and older.
So plan to get your flu shot now. Gagin Family Medicine offers walk-in clinics on Thursday at both locations in Huntington and Price from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Keep the flu away this year with the help of Gagin Family Medicine.
We love and worry about our children 24 hours a day. We do anything to help them succeed and reach their highest potential. At Castleview Physical Therapy, we're happy to announce the arrival of our new pediatric occupational therapist. If you've ever noticed or worried about developmental delays in your child, give Castleview PT a call and schedule an appointment for an evaluation. Occupational therapy in children can help improve their motor skills, play skills, and even their communication skills. Early intervention is a key to helping a child on their way to a happy, healthy life. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today. today at 637-4148.
With all of the electronic devices running nonstop in your house, chances are you regularly go over your data limit. Did you know there is really no need to keep paying those overage fees? For existing Emory Telecom customers, just $10 more per month gives you an unlimited data package. No more overages, no more worry. Just fast and dependable internet that you've come to expect from Emory Telecom. To upgrade your internet service, give them a call today at 613-9605. Ask about how you can save even more on your monthly bill. Emory Telecom, keeping you connected.
Why does Spectrum Paint only sell high-end paint products and supplies? The answer to that question is you, the consumer. Spectrum Paint believes in doing the job right, so you don't spend double the amount of money doing the same job twice. So, resurface that deck, paint that new remodeled kitchen, and the new treehouse you just built for your children. Let the experts, Art, Eric, and Kim, get you the right materials and, most importantly, the knowledge to do your next project right the first time. Spectrum Paint, 80 South 100 West, just over the railroad tracks.
Time now for the Castleview Hospital postgame show. Carbon tops Emory tonight 16-9. And joining us at the Auto Farm broadcast booth, we have Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dinos to talk about the victory. Coach, first off, congratulations. Well deserved for you, for your football program. Not only is it the first win over Emory since 2001, it's the first region win since 2000, and you guys get it done on homecoming. The student body was loud and proud behind you guys, and it's an excellent night for Carbon High football.
You know what? I shed a tear. I actually cried down on the field when there was a minute left. I thought, holy crap, we're going to win this thing. And I am so excited for our kids. I don't like how the ball game ended. You know, there should have been shaking hands. They should have gone through that. But, you know, our kids were excited to get that cold bucket back. It's the third time that we've had it in about 25 years. And so our kids were super excited. I apologize to Coach Fiumalo. You know, that shouldn't have happened. But, you know, that's a heck of a win for Carbon football.
That absolutely is, Coach. And this was a game in the second half where there was no scores, but both teams had their opportunities. Emory had Brandon down the sideline wide open. He drops the pass. Carbon, you guys had Riker Larson wide open down the center of the field. Noah just overshoots him barely. It was a defensive battle. It felt like the first team that was going to blink would lose. Nobody blinked in the second half. The defenses came to play.
No, they went toe for toe, and, you know, punches were thrown. That was just a heck of a football game. I'm so proud of our kids. I'm so proud of our fans. You know, this was a great win, not just for the Carbon football team, but for the Carbon community.
Well, let me ask you this, Coach. It's been a long time coming. There was a long losing skid for this team. Now that the monkey is off the back, I mean, I can't really, I guess, put into words what I'm sure you're feeling right now, knowing the streak is over, the region streak is over. You guys have accomplished what you set out to do at the beginning of the regular season.
That's just a region win. You know, we've got a region win now. We got to go out and see what we're going to do next week. You know, I'm proud of our kids. We did a great job tonight, but we've got Grantsville coming up next Friday, and we've got to go out and we got to be prepared to play. It's going to be their homecoming. Hopefully we can knock them off on their homecoming.
Let's talk about a couple of individuals in this game. Colin Lewis carries the ball 22 times for 94 yards, averages over 4 yards per carry. Coach also scored a touchdown. It seemed like Emory had no answer for Colin in this game.
Yo, he's a monster. You know, coming back from that injury from last week, you know, being out in the second half, he did a great job for us. He grounded out. He just, you know, he wasn't going to be denied tonight.
I know that there was a back and forth. Would you guys go with Jalen Dennis at quarterback? Would you go with Noah Jones? Jalen starts the game at quarterback. Noah finishes it from that point on. What made you go with Noah tonight?
Jalen got hurt.
Okay.
He hurt his hand. He couldn't throw the football. Couldn't feel it when he was handing it off, and so we had to get him out of there. We had to get Noah back into the ball game. And, you know, we're going to keep with Noah. We're going to stick with it. We're going to make it work.
Now, he may not have been able to feel his hand, but he had an incredible catch down the far sideline of the first quarter.
You know, and it wasn't called for him. He threw that into triple coverage. And so we had actually called it for the backside guy, but, you know, Jalen goes up, makes a great catch, comes down with the football, keeps the sticks moving, and, you know, we're super excited for him.
Coach, tell me what you told the team after the win. Did you even have a chance to address him yet?
I haven't even had a chance to talk to him. They're all down there celebrating. But, like I said, I cried. This has been a long time coming for this community, and hopefully it just continues from here on. I'm so proud of this group. I'm proud of this community. You know, this was a fun football game.
I don't want this to be a negative question, Coach, so forgive me if it comes across that way. But you guys had the ball late in the fourth quarter, threw two passes, turnover on downs, Emory got the ball back. Was there a sense of here we go again on the sidelines, or were you guys still confident?
I was still confident, but, you know, there's always that sense, so what's going to happen now? And, you know, we were just trying to get something going offensively. It had been that defensive battle, and we were trying to catch them off guard, see if we could hit a quick one.
I want to mention one more player before I let you go. Lee Moon was,
everywhere.
He was. I know the term unbelievable is way overused in sports, but let's be real. He laid one of the most cleanest, hardest hits you will see on special teams to cause a fumble early on. I can't count how many times he flushed Kyson Stilson out of the pocket. Lee Moon defensively tonight played the best textbook game I've seen him play.
He's definitely getting himself some helmet stickers and a few sixes on the back of that helmet. You know, those are things that we ask our kids to do, and if they'll go out and do them, you know, that gives us a good opportunity to win football games. Lee Moon has really stepped up this week. You know, he's just been phenomenal. I can't say enough about the kid. He just works hard.
Coach, congratulations, well-deserved, to you and your kids. I know you got some other obligations, so I'm going to let you go. Hopefully we'll catch up again this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Go Dinos.
That's Coach Josh Huntsman. We'll take another quick break and return right after this.
Dr. Kelly Jensen knows that a quickly treated sports-related injury will heal faster and get your athlete back in the game sooner and healthier. That's why his staff at High Desert Orthopedics is committed to making sure your injury is assessed and treatment is started within 24 hours of when you contact their office. So if your athlete needs treatment, call High Desert Orthopedics at 637-BONE. High Desert Orthopedics, the best care your athlete deserves.
Who has time to cook breakfast? Getting kids out the door and yourself ready for work, your favorite meal of the day doesn't happen very often. No worries, because with Big Mo's, you can have breakfast for lunch. They serve breakfast all day long. Warm, fluffy pancakes, eggs just the way you want them, crisp bacon, and hash browns cooked to perfection. The most important meal of the day is now moving to lunchtime. Don't worry about your hurried morning. Big Mo's has breakfast waiting for you on your lunch break. Big Mo's, find them on 700 East and Price.
As a mom, I felt like my kids were slipping away. I just wanted to spend time with them. But with our fast-paced life, it just wasn't possible. Besides, what kid wants to hang out with their mom? That was until I found the Price Theaters. So now I take time with each of my kids and take them to a movie. No, we can't talk during the movie, but we're together, and the conversation afterwards is the best. So as one busy mom to another, take your kid to the movies tonight. It'll give you things to talk about for a lifetime.
Did you know that USU Eastern offers 8 bachelor's degrees at our local campus? That's right. You can live right here in Castle Country and obtain a bachelor's degree in general studies, business, education and human services, English, history, mathematics and statistics, social work, or wildlife. With the lowest tuitions in the state, this is a great opportunity for both traditional and non-traditional students. To learn more, visit usueastern.edu or call 613-5000. USU Eastern, transforming lives for good.
The Emory County Sheriff's Office needs you. They're actively recruiting for dispatch and jail positions in the Castledale office and patrol deputy in Green River. Applicant must be at least 21 years old and have a high school diploma. Benefits include medical, dental, and vision coverage, as well as a 25-year retirement plan. You can hire on as a civilian, and the county will put you through all the needed certification training, as well as pay you while you're attending Law Enforcement Academy. Start a new and meaningful career today with the Emory County Sheriff's Office. To apply, email your resume to maryh@emory.utah.gov.
Dr. Kelly Jensen knows that a quickly treated sports-related injury will heal faster and get your athlete back in the game sooner and healthier. That's why his staff at High Desert Orthopedics is committed to making sure your injury is assessed and treatment is started within 24 hours of when you contact their office. So if your athlete needs treatment, call High Desert Orthopedics at 637-BONE. High Desert Orthopedics, the best care your athlete deserves.
Experience the art of dentistry with Excel Dental Care in Castledale. Dr. Sean Leonard and his team are ready to help you improve your smile. They offer family and cosmetic dentistry, as well as implants, dentures, extractions, and root canals. In addition, they offer Botox treatments for facial aesthetics and TMJ treatment. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Leonard by calling 381-2447. Excel Dental Care, where beautiful smiles are created. Call today, 381-2447.
So I was 60 miles in on rough gravel dead-end road. I had only seen one vehicle in 3 days. No cell service. Sounds like the perfect hunting trip, right? Wrong. I knew I should have gone to Tire King first, but decided to, buy that new gun instead. Well, let's just say the tires didn't make it, and I spent my time hunting down help instead of deer. Good tires are vital on rough backcountry roads. Make sure you go to Tire King before you head out this season. They carry only the best brands, and their nationwide warranty on Firestone and Bridgestone tires will cover you wherever you go.
Do you have any big home improvement projects coming up? Maybe a bathroom remodel, kitchen cabinets, or a new pole building? If so, Sutherland's is here to help with special financing for purchases on your Sutherland's credit card. Spend $299 or more on a purchase, and you will qualify for 6 months special financing. Spend over $599 and qualify for 12 months. And purchases of $999 or more will get 18 months. It's the perfect time to tackle any upcoming projects. Sutherland's, helping you build it better.
Hi, this is Joe from AJ's. Aluminum is different than other truck bodies, and how we repair them is different too. It is important to get your aluminum truck body repaired at a shop equipped to get it done right. Shops that are not qualified to make aluminum repairs can cause serious harm to the safety and value of your vehicle. Here at AJ's Body and Paint, not only do we have the correct tools and welders needed to fix your aluminum vehicle, our staff has the training and certifications to work with it as well. Trust us here at AJ's to repair your vehicle the right way. Find us on Highway 55, just south of the Sutherland's entrance.
The Spartans play here.
Grant Shinson, 32.
Tegan Chrisman, number 53.
Tyson Stilson, number 12.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
Sharing a joint broadcast tonight between KRPX, 95.3 The Peak, and KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. It's been so much fun to bring you tonight's contest to get it to Castleview Hospital post-game report. Travis, we talked to Coach Josh Huntsman. I know you went down and talked to Colin Lewis. What did Colin have to say?
Colin had to say that this win is very important to not only his team, but the student body. They've been waiting a long time. Felt good physically, like he couldn't be stopped with the run game defensively. I asked him, do you prefer offense or defense? He goes, I'm not sure. I just like to play football.
Let's take a look at some of the other aspects of this game. Emory had their chances in the second half, but it was the Carbon defense that played the bend but don't break rule. What did you find most impressive from the Carbon defense or the Carbon defense in the second half?
The Carbon defense just bottled up the middle, and Rance Jensen. Rance had a good game, but he just never got that big, big push with those huge chunk yards. So they just played up the middle and tried to make Emory bait them into throws. It's the two turnovers that Emory had that Carbon took advantage of.
Right now, the fireworks show is taking place. It is homecoming for Carbon Boyd. It's one of the better homecomings for the Dinos in a very long time, ending one of the largest losing skids in the state of Utah, their first region win in almost 18 years. And Coach Huntsman said he shed a tear with about a minute left. He said he started to cry on the sidelines because his team has worked so hard for this moment, and they found a way to get a win tonight. Let's take a look at the final statistics. We'll begin with the Carbon Dinos, and the winning quarterback, Noah Jones, finishes 7-6 for 104 yards. Talk about Noah's performance.
I thought Noah was very poised tonight. Didn't force anything downfield, just took what the defense gave him, found his open receivers in the soft spots of the zone defense in the middle of the field, and he was very impressive tonight for me with the 7 of 18 for the 104 yards.
Coach Huntsman was talking about the fact that Jalen Dennis was supposed to be, he was the starter tonight. He was supposed to be the new quarterback for Carbon. Played one series, hurt his hand, could not go back into the game at quarterback, played wide out, played as wing back. And Coach Huntsman said, Noah Jones is our quarterback the rest of the year. Smart decision?
Smart decision. He gave Jalen a chance. It didn't work out with the injury to the hand, so you move him back to the wide receiver spot. I think that's where Jalen excels. He has the speed to play the wide receiver spot where you can just flip it to the outside and let him make plays, and he did that in the first half. In the second half, quiet.
Let's take a look at some of the other statistics in this game, and we will begin with the Carbon Dinos. Colin Lewis, 22 carries for 94 yards, averaging over 4 yards per carry. He also reached the end zone one time. Now, when I say 94 yards per carry, I'm going to give you the stat that makes it even more impressive. His long of the night was 13 yards. Three yards in a cloud of dust. I said that at the beginning of the game, and that's exactly what they did with Colin Lewis.
Yeah, almost 100 yards rushing. You go back and look, he had receiving yards, too. Over 100 yards of total offense, so Colin Lewis down the stretch, hand the ball to him, and Emory couldn't stop him. I mean, he's just a physical force, big, strong kid, and he was the difference tonight for the Dinos in getting the win.
Outside of that, it was Riddick McGlory who had 10 yards out of the backfield. So that's where the big difference in tonight's game came from. Now let's take a look at the receiving yards for the Dinos. Jalen Dennis had 2 catches for 48 yards. One was a 45-yard catch down the sideline. Coach Huntsman told us it wasn't even a design play for him. It was into triple coverage. He just came up with a play.
Yeah, Noah flicked it up over to Jalen. There was 2-3 Emory Spartan defenders there. They got tipped, and it just Jalen fell right into his hands, and that was that 48-yarder that set Carbon up. I believe they got points off that.
Let's move over to Emory High School. I'm going to talk Kyson Steelson for a moment. Kyson was very, very good tonight. He completed 13 of 24 passes for 156 yards and a touchdown. The 13 for 24, I don't believe, does it justice. There were a couple of drop passes in this game, which did turn the tide. I thought Kyson was great tonight.
Kyson could have been 21 of 23, 20 of 24. Like you said, 4 or 5, 6 drop balls. The one that they're going to look back and watch the film on, wide open in the end zone. He bit the defender. The defender came up, and he's wide open. Flicked it to him. Perfect pass. And Emory, unfortunately, cannot cradle the football into the end zone.
Now, one of the players that's, again, you look at the box score, Rance Jensen had 20 carries for 66 yards. We've been ranting and raving about how great Colin Lewis was tonight. Look, Rance Jensen was equally special.
And he had to work for every yard, and he did.
Every yard,
I mean,
he had to
work
for.
He worked his tail off tonight. And for Emory, he is the important for offense because you get him going with the run game, the 20 carries, 66 yards, but then it opens up your pass plays where you can go to Bowman.
Right.
And Carbon did a good job. They bottled Rance up for the most part in that first half. Second half, he started chugging along and getting it there just a little too late for the Spartans. But Rance was great tonight.
I thought Rance was fantastic. He was also used in the passing game as well. He had 3 catches for 22 yards. So for me, there's a couple of individuals that stand out. I also talked to Coach Josh Huntsman about Lee Moon defensively.
Ooh, he's good.
He was great tonight. And defensively for Emory, I thought Ashton Rowley was great tonight.
Yeah, Ashton Rowley, we called his name every time. He was all over the field with Moon. So those two played great tonight. It's just in a game like this, Carbon comes out on top, but Ashton Rowley was perfect tonight.
Final score again. Carbon defeats Emory 16-9.
No points in the second half?
No points in the second half. It was 16-9 at the break. It ends 16-9. And, of course, we'll continue to cover the high school football scene over the next week. We got a couple of very big games. Carbon and Emory are tied at 1-1. Carbon has Grantsville next week. Emory, I believe they have Morgan next week. And so, again, now all eyes are on these two teams to see if they can really cause some grief within the region. Okay, because you're 1-1 right now. Both teams could be one win away from hosting a playoff game. And so big games coming up, and we'll be talking to both coaches about this relatively soon.
Like you said, very important football coming down the stretch. What, four weeks left, 3 weeks left? So Judge still has to come to Carbon. That's a winnable game for the Dinos against Judge, who's down. And Carbon can get that done moving forward with a couple more wins. They're going to have a home playoff game.
And I think Emory has a very good chance of beating Union.
Union is a winnable game for the Emory Spartans. So Emory can't hang their head too low. You're going to do well on this one for the weekend, but come back ready to work on Monday and move forward.
Final score again tonight. Carbon tops Emory 16-9. We got to name the Groggs player of the game. We got to do that right now, so I say we do it. I'm going to name one for each team. I'm going to let you go ahead and pick the player of the game for Carbon. I'll go with Emory.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colin Lewis of the Carbon Dinos. I thought Colin Lewis was the difference in the game with the 92 yards on the ground, over 100 total. So Colin Lewis down the stretch when it was time to win the game. They gave the ball to him. He couldn't be stopped, and Colin Lewis for me for the Carbon Dinos.
For Emory, there's a couple I go back and forth on. I'm actually going to give it to James Bowman. He had 6 grabs for 92 yards. James is also just a junior on this team.
You and I talked.
He was a player of the game last week as well. I mean, he's a very dynamic player. You and I talked about the fact that next year Zion Gibson will be back with James Bowman. That's a dynamic duo.
He's a big-time receiver.
He really is, and you can use him in multiple aspects of the game. Tonight he finishes with 6 catches for 92 yards. He also has a couple of runs, 2 runs for 16 yards. And I go back and forth on that because you really could go Kyson Steelson as well, who played a terrific game. But for me tonight, the Groggs player of the game for Emory, it's going to be James Bowman. For you, player of the game for Carbon, you said Colin Lewis, right?
Colin Lewis of the Carbon Dinos is the player of the game for me. And then I agree with you. With Bowman was really good again tonight with the 92 yards and had the touchdown in the far end zone.
Final score again tonight, Carbon 16, Emory 9. We will continue to talk about this game and more Monday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports. You had an interview with Colin Lewis post-game. We will play that. We will catch up with Coach Josh Huntsman and Coach John Famalo to prepare for next week. For Travis Anderson, I'm Sonny Buscarini. Joint broadcast tonight on KRPX 95.3 The Peak and KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Next week, Emory on KOAL, Carbon back on KRPX. A lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Go Spartans, go Dinos!
Hi, this is Joe from AJ's. Aluminum is different than other truck bodies, and how we repair them is different too. It is important to get your aluminum truck body repaired at a shop equipped to get it done right. Shops that are not qualified to make aluminum repairs can cause serious harm to the safety and value of your vehicle. Here at AJ's Body and Paint, not only do we have the correct tools and welders needed to fix your aluminum vehicle, our staff has the training and certifications to work with it as well. Trust us here at AJ's to repair your vehicle the right way. Find us on Highway 55, just south of the Sutherland's entrance.
The Spartans play here.
Grant Shinson, 32.
Tegan Chrisman, number 53.
Tyson Stilson, number 12.
On 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.